समय कितने बजे तक है?
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण। वेलकम टू ऑल ऑफ यू टू राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर ऑन दिस संडे आफ्टरनून। वेन वी वर इन पंडरपुर टिल यस्टरडे फॉर लास्ट वीक, द डे बिफोर यस्टरडे नाइट वी हैड अ वेरी नाइस भजन संध्या एंड वन ऑफ द स्ट्राइकिंग सॉन्ग वंस इन दैट भजन संध्या वॉज दिस वन, विठला धावत ये झड़करी लवकरी एंड सम और अदर। Out of many, many songs that were sung, this song was constantly going on in the mind for last 48 hours. And I came here and saw the same drama. What a connection. So taking clue from that only, Zanabai was a disciple of Namdev Maharaj. And because of the special mercy of Sant Namdev, Zanabai also was a very realized soul. And her devotion was so simple and so deep and so captivating to Lord Vitthala that you saw that Lord Vitthala is coming, helping her to do all the daily course of cleaning, washing, sweeping the floor, all simple things, all menial things as the servant of his. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So one day Lord Vitthal leaves his Uttariya Vastra and his, what we say, Padak. Padak means the ornament. And she is lost completely in devotion, singing songs of Vitthal and doing the daily course. And people feel that somebody has stolen the dupatta and the ornament, golden ornament. The similar stories are there in everywhere regarding Lord Jagannath also. Everywhere this kind of stories are there. The Lord is simply trying to bring out the glory of his devotees to the common eye, to the common public, so that they understand the glory of such simple devotees, because their simplicity, they will never come in front. They will never be known to people. On their own, they are so simple that people will not know their glory. So Lord has to create something like this. In one sense, some trouble like this. Some harassment like this. So one may feel that Janabai is calling out to the Lord to save her from the punishment. She is not trying to save her from punishment. In the end, she clarifies, okay, I am not scared of death. If you want me to die, I can die. But the world should know the truth. Why she is so attached to her image as being truthful or being innocent? Because if such a devotee like Zanabai is supposed proved to be a thief, how people will have faith in devotion? They will feel that, hey, look at this devotee's. In the guise of being a devotee, they are doing chori, they are thieving, they are stealing things. That will cause defamy to Lord himself, because they are his devotees. So she says, you can kill me if you want, but the truth should come in front of people, that I have not stolen the golden ornament. Me nahi keli padakachi sori. And then I was just talking to Madhavanand Prabhu, what is suli actually? Suli. We say na in Hindi, suli pe chada diya also. So I was trying to understand exactly what suli means. Suli means a sharp iron object which is very big in size. It's like a arrow actually, like it was. And a person is thrown from up down in such a way ki from the hind part of the body, the sharp object goes inside the body till the heart and ruptures you completely and you die. Imagine what kind of barbaric punishment it was. And where that suli was kept, Lord Vitthal appears there in this drama. Of course they can't show that, so the Lord Vitthal kicked that suli and appeared there. But actually that suli, that iron thing, sharp thing which was going to kill her, that itself became Vitthal. Vitthal appeared like Lord Narasingha appeared in the pillar. Vitthal appeared in the form of that suli. Suli got disappeared. And that's how the glory of Janabai was told everybody. Janabai is so great that Lord is coming every day at her house. And that was only between her and Lord. Nobody was witness. That is a whole another story. And nobody else knew what's happening in the night, daytime. She and Lord Vitthal used to have this wonderful pastimes. But Lord wanted to glorify. This is an eternal competition between the Lord and his devotees. The devotee wants to glorify the Lord. And the Lord wants to also glorify the devotee. The devotee wants to broadcast the glory of the Lord, and the Lord wants to broadcast the glory of his devotee to everybody. And the eternal competition going on. Wonderful, sweet, loving exchange between devotees and the Lord. So this is Pandharpur Dham. It is the ultimate place of Shraddha of all the Maharashtrian devotees. It is supposed to be spiritual capital of Maharashtra state. And it is called also Adyapit. Adyapit means it is the original place of worship of the Lord. It is also called as Dakshin Dwarka because the Lord came from Dwarka to Pandharpur. It is called Pundarikpur in the name of Pundarika, who is his devotee. And later on it became Pandharpur as Upper Brahmsha. And also it is called as Pandurangpalli, Bhu Vaikuntha and many places. Few words about the glory of Pandharpur Dham. Pandharpur Dham is explained in the glory of Pandharpur Dham is explained in Panduranga Mahatmya Adhyaya of Skanda Purana. And there are many, many chapters on the glory of Pandharpur Dham. One of the shlokas says that it is Vithbhar, that means maybe 6 to 8 inches above the ground. And it is in the form of Yana, that is an aeroplane. So when we go to Pandharpur, we are not on earth. Pandharpur is above the ground. And it is called as Bhu Vaikuntha. That means it is Vaikuntha Dham manifested on the earth. It does not get destroyed when the ultimate destruction at the time of annihilation takes place. There are three things in Pandharpur which is very important. Actually four things. One is Lord Vitthal himself. Second is the Dham of Pandharpur himself. And third is Chandrabhaga River. And fourth is Bhakta Pundalika. So Chandrabhaga froze all the way. But Pundalik is in one fixed place. Lord is in one fixed place. And Pandharpur Dham is everywhere also. And there is a divine triangle between the three. Also it is said that the triangle is between Rakmabai, that is Rukmini Devi, Vitthal and Pundalik. And that divine triangle is called as Bindu Tirtha. And this Bindu Tirtha is the divine Vaikuntha. The Param Vaikuntha, the ultimate Vaikuntha, is there in the unmanifest form. One just reaches over there, one gets cleansed of all the sinful activities, all the Sanchit, Papa and Punya, both for millions of lifetimes, and achieves the mercy of the Lord. It is half yojan, that is 4 miles long and 2 miles broad in the material sense, and is situated between the Ganga and Yamuna. It's a very transcendental thing to understand. There are unlimited holy places between the flow of Ganga Devi and Yamuna Devi by the event of scriptures. Lord Ramchandra also has passed through Pandharpur when he was in search of Lord Sita Devi. He has gone through Pandharpur. That was called as Dindirava One. Lord Shankar is describing the glory of Pandharpur to Parvati Devi Narad Muni is describing the glory of Pandharpur to Sheshanag, Ananta Shesha. And Suta Goswami is describing this glory to Naimisharanya saints. Thus the description of Pandharpur is available in scriptures. It is said that one performs vrata, tirtha yatra to many places, donations, charity, austerities, agnihotras. Even after doing this millions of times, one cannot get what spiritual benefit one can achieve by one darshan of Lord Vitthala. Simply by having darshan of Lord Vitthala. Even demigods struggle to reach Pandharpur. Cycles of birth and are broken over here. That is called as, in Marathi is called as Yerzara. Yerzara means what? Yerzara means, I don't know how to translate that. It means coming and going again and again. Aate jaate yaha nirantar koi nahi permanent. Like that. Yerzara. Yerzara is Marathi specific word. You go ahead, you come back. You go ahead, you come back. So this is how all of us are going and coming back in the material world. Suffering from the repeated birth, old age, disease and death. So it is said by going to Pandharpur, these repetitions of coming and going in the cycles of birth and death is broken permanently. Once you reach Pandharpur, one is guaranteed to go back to Godhead, provided he develops that devotion for Lord Vitthala, Lord Krishna. Everybody is going to Pandharpur, but some people may go to steal things from people's pocket. Some people may go and smoke cigarettes and tobacco and chew tobacco and so many nonsense things they may do. Some may go there to cheat people. And those who go to worship Lord Vitthal, to see Lord Vitthal, to have association of devotees, to embrace the devotees, touch their feet, to have darshan of Lord Vitthal, to worship Him, to serve Him, for them, going back to Godhead is guaranteed. This is repeatedly spoken in the scriptural evidences. Anyway, there are unlimited glories. Time is very short. Another important aspect of Pandharpur is Ekadashi. Ashada Ekadashi. Ashada Shuklai Ekadashyam Uposhya Harim Archayet. One who goes to Pandharpur on the specific day of Ashada Ekadashi, takes bath in Chandrabhaga, performs Ekadashi Vrata, and worships Hari. It is said, Pandurange Stitam Devam Yahasa Muktim Avapnuyat. Pandurange Avapnuyat means he gives mukti to that person. And mukti is also not desired by devotees. He awards the residence of Golok Vrindavan. More than that, he awards continuous devotional service to his devotees. What mukti means to devotees is continuous engagement in loving devotional service of the Lord. And there are four kinds of vari. There's one word called vari. Vari also means something like yerzara, but vari means you go to Pandharpur. Yerzara means you come to material world. And vari means you go to Pandharpur. From wherever you are, go to Pandharpur, come back, again you go, and again you go. So there are four varis. One is in Chaitra month, one is in Ashada month that just got over, another is in Kartik month, Kartik Ekadashi, another is Mag month. So these four are important times to visit Pandharpur. What is specific about Ashada Ekadashi? It is said that Lord came from Dwarka and He is residing there in Aishwarya Bhav. And all throughout the year, He does Aishwarya Bhav activities. That means solving devotees' problems, providing them what they need, and doing some miraculous activities, delivering sinful people. All these are Aishwarya activities. But on the day of Ashada Ekadashi, why people are flocking there in lakhs of numbers? Because that day the Lord assumes Gopa Vesha and Gopa Bhav. He assumes the Bhav of herding cows. He becomes a coward boy. He gives up all his opulences and becomes a simple coward boy. And that is Vrindavan Bhav. And to capture that darshan of the Lord in Gopa Vesha and Gopa Bhav, everybody flocked there. And those who cannot see, because even if 1 second takes place, they allow one person for 1 second to take darshan. There are people in 15 to 20 lakh people are there. How can they finish in one day, 24 hours? Even if you calculate, it will not be over. So many people go and take darshan of the top of the temple, Kalasha, Shikharam, which is by the blessings of Lord Jagannath to Sudarshan Chakra. He has given blessing. There's one long story in Pandharpur, in Jagannath Puri. The Lord blessed Chakra that although I have cursed you to lose your circular form because you have objected or obstructed my devotee Hanuman from entering Jagannath Puri. So I cursed you that you will lose your disc form. You will become like a pillar. But because you are now repentful and surrendering to me, I bless you that you will be placed on the top of my temple everywhere in the world. And I bless you that whoever will see you on top of my temple will get the benefit of seeing me also. This is the benefit. This is the benediction Lord has given. So people take darshan of the Shikharam of Vitthal Mandir, bow down from there, meet everybody, embrace everybody. It is specific thing, blessing is given to Pandharpur that when devotees embrace each other, they achieve ultimate happiness. It is saying in Marathi that Pandharpuramade navalai dukkha nahi, kanasai dukkha nahi. That means not even a morsel of unhappiness is there. Because everywhere there are devotees chanting the name of Lord Vitthal. Pandharpur is called as Nada Brahma. Jagannath Puri is called as Anna Brahma, where Lord is eating all the times, most of the times. Tirupati Balaji is called Kanchan Brahma, richness, Aishwarya. And Pandharpur is called as Nada Brahma. All the time devotees are chanting the holy name there. All the time everybody is tal, mridanga, they take and they dance without having any qualifications, big knowledge, opulences, or siddhis and mysticism. Simple people from the villages who are very, very poor, who have no money, no resources, they keep coming walking over there. For many, many days they walk in heat and the sun and rains without food, with food, without food, what is available, we don't know, getting sick in between. And they all the way walk, and then after walking and reaching for many, many days, they stand for all around 48 hours in the queue. Again, without any resources, without any food, no guarantee of anything, till they see Lord Vitthala. So such simplicity of devotion is seen in devotees of Lord Vitthala. So it's called as Gor Garibansa Dev. He is the Lord of all the poorest people on the earth. That doesn't mean other people don't become his devotees, but he is specially the poorest people on state of Maharashtra and other Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, UP and Punjab, many places where Vitthal Bhakti was spread by saints of Maharashtra. They feel that especially he is reachable, approachable, and people feel, you know, to connect, easy for connection with Lord Vitthal. One of the most important glory of Pandharpur Dham is that you see everywhere the Lord has appeared and performed pastimes for some time and then he has gone, right? You see, maybe shortest period is Narasimha Bhagwan. He came in the morning, fought in the afternoon till evening and then he went away. Vamandev came for maybe few months. Lord Ramchandra came for few thousands of years. Lord Krishna came for 125 years. But every avatar of the Lord, even the Lord himself, Purna avatar, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 48 years. So appeared, had pastimes, had purpose, fulfilled the purpose, gave mercy to devotees in a particular way, and antardhan, left the world. But Pandharpur Lord is a very specific Lord. He came for some purpose, definitely. To search for his wife, Rukmini Devi, who was upset due to some reason. Left home and she went to Dindirava Van, where she was performing tapasya. Lord came searching for her as Dwarakadhish. Went to meet her, but she did not budge to him. She continued her anger and worship. So he continued from there and went to meet Pundalik, who was serving his mother and father. And he was so immersed in serving his father. The story is very long, I'll tell you in short. So he was serving the Lord, came, divine light appeared everywhere because of Lord's presence. Pundarik was quite surprised. He turned behind and saw Lord was himself present. And Lord also said, Pundalik, I have come to meet you. Pundalik said, I will meet you. I am busy in serving my parents. When I will complete my service, I will meet you. And I am throwing this brick, please stand on the brick. He didn't say 15 minutes, 20 minutes. 2 hours or tomorrow morning. Lord also did not ask how much time I should wait. Shall I go and meet Rukmini and come back in the meantime if you have some time? No, there was no such kind of description. Pundalik said wait and Lord was ready to wait. And Lord is waiting. And then what Pundalik, when he finally finished his service of that day, put his parents to rest and turned to the Lord, Pundalik was overwhelmed. Now again, this was only private scene. Pundalik and Vitthala. There was nobody. Nobody witnessing the whole thing. And Pundalik said, my Lord, you are so merciful. You have appeared all the way, you have come from all the way from Dwarka to meet me. And you have waited for me. I can see your persona, your existence here, your standing over here, the personality is full of vatsalya. The way the mother loves the child. Your personality, your face is flowing with unending vatsalya for me. And only I am watching this. So Lord is asking, please ask for benediction. I want to give you benediction. He said, my Lord, what is the use of asking all the benedictions which are going to be ending with time? What is the use of asking such things which will be achieved and will be finished one day? When I have the source of all benedictions, when I have the ultimate resource of every single thing that is desirable standing in front of me, I ask you only. I don't want to ask anything which is coming from you and is going to be getting finished one day. So I beg you, my Lord, you stand here because I feel only I am watching your beautiful Vatsalya Purna Darshan. Please stand here in the same way you are standing in front of me and let everybody see for ages to come, for unlimited time, whoever will come in this place, because I am going to request you to stand here only. Everybody will see you and whatever unlimited Vatsalya you expressed for me, they will also experience by looking at you. Can you imagine? Lord is still standing there. Some people say that 28 Divya Yugas he is already standing there. 28 Divya Yuga means one Divya Yuga is 4 Yugas. Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali. 43,20,000 years is one Divya Yuga. And such 28 Yugas already he is standing there. This is, some people are saying in various, there is a different interpretations of this particular thing. But suffice to understand, he is standing for long time, maybe crores of years there, in the same place. Pundalik left his body. Pundalik went back to Godhead. The Lord is standing there. That is the mercy of the Lord. Love of the Lord for his devotees. Similarly, I remember that every manifestation of the Lord is because of some devotee. Who is the reason behind Jagannath Valdev Subhadra? Narad Muni. Because Narad Muni happened to see that unusual form of the Lord. And he already had love in the heart. But he experienced some unusual love, which is even new for him also. And he was overwhelmed to experience that love. Now generally, if you and me become overwhelmed with joy, we get completely lost in that joy. We forget everything. Somebody we have to meet and we have to go and do something to somebody, we forget everything because we are so much overwhelmed with joy. It is said, medically also, your memory is lost when we are too happy and too sad. And there is some accident. We see in movies, an accident happens and hero, heroine forget everything. But medically it is true, when you get a severe, painful experience, maybe physical or emotional, or somebody dies or something, you lose your memory. It is a medical fact. And also, which is not usually known in the world, that somebody is extremely joyful and he has forgotten everything. This world is Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. But in both places, one forgets. So what is expected from Narad Muni? That he is immersed and lost everything. He is lost in emotions of love. But in the heart of saintly people, what is most prominent is not bliss of Krishna consciousness. You must be surprised why I am saying this. The most prominent feature of the heart of a true devotee is not the bliss of Krishna consciousness, but compassion on the fallen conditioned souls. The karuna is pradhan in their heart. So what we appreciate in Narad Muni is, in spite of being so much overwhelmed in seeing the Lord's beautiful form, he did not forget the suffering souls in the material world. So instantly when he touched the Lord, Lord came back to his normal situation of physical status. He asked for the boon that, my Lord, before I forget, you give me a benediction. That in the same form you will come. Because this form has given me unusual experience of love, which I have not experienced before. I am sure when you will appear in this form and people will see you in the material world, they will also develop this unusual form of love in their heart. And they will get delivered thus, in this way. So Pundalik, because of Pundalik's mercy, we have Lord Vitthal standing over there. Because of Narad Muni, we have Jagannath Vallabh standing there. So Narad Muni is now still traveling in many places. But Lord is still standing there only. Please understand. That is the love that Lord has for his devotee, and that is the love the devotees have for the Lord and for all of us who are suffering in the material world. And because of this quality of the devotees, of having compassion of all over the conditioned souls, the Lord loves them like anything. So we are very grateful to Pundalika. Because of his mercy, people are getting the beautiful darshan. Skanda Puran goes on describing the beautiful darshan of Lord Panduranga and how ecstatic symptoms Tukaram Maharaj was, Pundalik was getting in his body. And then finally Pundalik disappeared from this world and Lord stayed there only. This place is also called as Dindirava One, because there was a demon called Dindirava. You know, all these demons are always very austere, they perform great tapasya, but in the end, when they get all the powers, they become very proud, because the purpose of their tapasya is not pure devotional service. The purpose is kapti, that is malicious. So naturally, like Ravan, like Hiranyakashipu, they got a lot of benedictions, so Dindirava became very powerful, he overwhelmed all the demigods and he really harassed them. And Indra went to Lord Vishnu and said, please forgive us, we are getting troubled, we are troubling you, please save us. So Lord said, go to Shiva. So they went to Shiva. And then he said, okay, I will save you, wait for some time. Then there was a king called Sri Chandra. And Sri Chandra performed, it is said, celestial, swargiya, 1,000 years. One day of swargiya, time is 6 months of earthly time. Such 1,000 years he performed tapasya, and Lord Shiva appeared to him and he asked for benediction. Lord Shiva said to Shiva that, I want to have a son like you or like Vishnu. So because of this tathastu acceptance of this demand, Lord Vishnu, partial expansion of Vishnu appeared as his son, who was named as Mallikarjun. And Mallikarjun was a very beautiful, handsome, Ajanubahu, lotus-eyed personality, very strong, Rajkumar, Kshatriya, grew up in the kingdom with great culture. And then one day he went to forest for Murgaya, that is to practice archery and chivalry. He came across this Dindirav demon. He went to that forest of Dindirav One, which became Dindirav One later on. And they had fierce fight. It is explained that they fought in the sky, fought on the ground, and fought in the water, and every place they fought. Such a fierce war that the demigods were hiding and watching. They were not knowing what's going to happen. And finally, at the end of this fierce, long battle, Mallikarjun lifted one iron club weighing 100,000 bhar. One bhar is 40 kilos, I think so. Such a heavy club he lifted and he hit on the head of Dindirava. And lo and behold, Dindirava was about to die because of this smashing attack of this gada. He chanted, Hari Hari. Please chant loudly. Hari Hari. When he chanted Hari Hari, immediately Lord Vishnu appeared there. Now there are two Vishnu forms. One is original Lord Vishnu from Vaikuntha and one is partial expansion, both standing there. Lord Vishnu said that we are very happy. Whoever takes our name, he gets delivered. Please ask for boon. Same thing Dindirava said. Please be here only. Stay here only, my Lord. And the way you have given darshan to me, please give darshan to everybody else. He said, I will fulfill the desire in some other time, but I will be fulfilling your desire. He said, wherever this gada which is standing on the ground, loha danda, in this area, whoever will come, please bless them that they will completely get purified of all the sinful activities. Let this name be, place be known by me, my name, that is Dindirava one, also loha danda one. So many benedictions he asked and he went away. So why Rukmini came to this place? Because it was a very auspicious, holy place. Before that, when Dindirava was performing heinous activities, sinful activities, it was a very difficult place. But because of his fight with Mallikarjuna, because of Mallikarjuna's arrival there, because of Lord Vishnu's arrival there, all negativity of that place was wiped off. And because of this wonderful divine event that took place there, it becomes a very holy place. So this is what is today's Pandharpur. Because Lord appeared here as Vitthala in the same place to fulfill the promise of which was given to Dindirava. Another story is there in Satyayuga that there was a king called Muchukunda. And Muchukunda was a very chivalrous, very great personality. And from the beginning of creation, there is fight between demigods and demons. Devasur Sangram is going on constantly. And Muchukunda participated from side of demigods against the demons and fought for many, many, many thousands of years. And due to this fight, in the end, because of his support, the demigods won the war. The demons were defeated. At that time, Indra and all the demigods came and met Muchukunda and asked, "We are so happy with you. Please ask for a boon." So what did he ask? He was so tired actually. He was so tired. So tired. He said, "I want to sleep." So we have to always be careful when we exert ourselves. But the body is body. And maybe somebody is very hyper, super powerful person, superman powerful person. But finally, the strength in the material world, in the material body, has an end. It is not unlimited. There is some limit. I may get tired in 2 hours, you may get tired in 6 hours. A young boy may get tired in 20 hours. But you will get tired. There is a beginning and end of your energy levels. So he was so exhausted that he could have asked for devotion, he could have asked for bhakti, he could have asked for many things, but he wanted to have sleep because he was needing sleep that time. And he was so much needing sleep, he said, "I want such a sleep that nobody should disturb me in my sleep. And whoever will disturb my sleep by mistake or by desire, I will open my eyes and if I see him through my eyesight, he should get burned to ashes." You can just imagine how tired he must be. He wanted to make sure that no one should be disturbing him. So he slept. And he found a nice cave in the forest, in the mountain, and he went to sleep. Now everybody knew that he is a great devotee, he has served the demigods and devotees of the Lord so nicely, and nobody wanted him to be in Tamoguna for eternal time. But who will go and dare wake him up? Because whoever goes compassionately, showing compassion, he has to die. So who will want to die? So nobody would, people were remembering him, but nobody could go. Now the Lord is such a personality that Lord never forgets any service done by his devotees. A devotee may forget what he has done, or devotee may forget what he has asked, or devotee may forget what benediction he has received, or a devotee will become maybe demoniac in the future. It's possible. But whatever little devotional service sincerely one has performed to the Lord and to his devotees, the Lord never forgets. This is one good thing for us, actually. Favorable to us. You know, Satyayuga got completed. He slept in Satyayuga. Somewhere in the beginning of Satyayuga, there was war. And he slept. Satyayuga is 17 lakhs and 28,000 years. Then comes Treta Yuga. 12,96,000 years. And then comes Dwapara Yuga, which is 8,64,000 years. Something like 50 lakh plus years already have passed. And the end of Dwapara Yuga, Sri Krishna appeared just 125 years before the end of Dwapara Yuga. And Sri Krishna is already about maybe 100 years old. From Dwarka he is coming. And then he is not forgotten that my devotee is sleeping. So he has to do some pastime to save him. So that time, 17 times, 16 times already Jarasandha has attacked Mathura. The 17th time again he was attacking, then Mathura Vasis came and cried to Krishna, "Krishna, please end this battle. There is no battlefield here. This is our home. This is our roads and our houses, our housing complex. The all time he is coming and attacking us in the housing complex. And our housing complex has become battlefield. You can imagine our life is so miserable. Every now and then this person is coming with 24 Akshohini or Sanya gathering from everywhere in the world, and it's a fierce war. 1.5 times more than Mahabharat total army he was bringing alone. And of course then you kill, but it's not an easy thing for us to bear. Please save us that time." Apparently by the fear of Jarasandha, but it's not true, Lord made Dwarka by claiming land from western coast and called Vishwakarma and instructed him to build. And lo and behold, Mathura Vasis slept in Mathura in the night, and they woke up in Dwarka in their new house. No trouble of shifting, no packing and carrying luggage. No, where is my cloth? Where is my kangi? Where is my toothbrush? Sometimes when we ship, we don't find things. But by the mercy of the Lord and by the love of the Lord for his devotees in Mathura, they slept in their old house in Mathura and they woke up in their new house in Dwarka. I always get wonderful. I cannot explain this very beautifully to you. But I am always wondering how the Lord, what the Lord cannot do, what he wants, if he wants to do. And then Jarasandha came and sorry, nobody is there. So he came to know, out of fear for me, he has ran away in the ocean. And he has created a big fence, electric and multiple protective fence, protect himself and protect his people. So he started marching towards Dwarka. Newly formed Dwarka. Another demon called Kalayavan, who had the benediction in his tapasya that he will be the cause of fear to Yadavas one day, he also came to attack Krishna. Now two thing parties are coming from two directions. And they were roaring and challenging. So Krishna came out from Dwarka in the chariot. And then Kalayavana was the first one to reach. So he challenged Krishna. So as if Krishna was coming towards him to accept the challenge, he came towards him and he passed by him. Very unusual. Krishna can do anything, you know. So Kalayavan thought, he's scared of me. So he was he got his strength more by watching Krishna not accepting his challenge of fight and actually passing by and running away. So he turned. He took U-turn and started going behind Krishna. Krishna started going fast. So started abusing him. "You coward." I mean, cowherd is Gopal and coward is Darpok. Both ways. "You are so scared of me. You are only a Vaishya, cowherd man. You know only how to milk cows and how to get soiled with Gomutra and Gobar, cow dung and cow urine. Fight with me. You think you are a great warrior. Fight with me." So he's just walking. Finally, he gets down the chariot, Krishna, and starts running away from him. So he also got down, started running behind him. And Krishna ran and went all the way in the forest, in the middle of nowhere. And this fellow was chasing him. And suddenly he climbed the mountain and went inside the cave where Muchukunda is sleeping. And like this nice, beautiful cloth Krishna was wearing. And before going inside the cave, you know, caves are very deep. And you cannot find the end of caves. So Krishna put that cloth over sleeping Muchukunda and he went and hid himself inside. And then comes Kalayavana running. He says, "You, where are you? You coward, where are you?" So then he sees there is some man is sleeping there. And you know, this man is sleeping. His hair has grown many miles and spread everywhere. His nails are grown many kilometers, spread everywhere. His beard is also flowing. Because he has been sleeping from Satya Yuga. What is the rate of growth of hair? We have to contact dermatologist. What is the rate of growth of hair per day? And into 50 lakh plus years. So many years he is sleeping there by the mercy of the Lord and benediction of demigods. And plus lots of trees have grown over him. You know, he is under the huge thing. It's a very amazing situation. So Kalayavan thinks, "Hey, you are Mayavi. You are mystic. I know you are a very mystic person. But you can't cheat me. I know you are taking this form and sleeping here. Now I will show you." And he kicked him again and again. Lo and behold, what happened? Muchukunda woke up. So that Muchukunda woke up, he saw this man in front of him, challenging him to fight. He just looked at him and he got burned to ashes. Last year, this drama was performed in Bhaktivedanta annual day. Now Sadashiva Prabhu had become Muchukunda. And he had put batteries and everything, and he had put two lights over here, red lights. When he was woken up, he put the light on. And the red light in the middle of darkness pierced the body of Muchukunda. And Muchukundari, Kalayavana, and was burned to ashes. And then, after he was burned to ashes, Krishna comes out and gives darshan. And Muchukunda is so happy and extremely ecstatic to see the beautiful form of the Lord. The whole dark cave was lit with divine opulence and divine effulgence. And Muchukunda was so overwhelmed to see the Lord. And the first question he asked, why people are so short? Because he was Satyayuga man. He was very big. As the next yuga came, people became little smaller. And the next yuga came, people further smaller. It is said Lord Ramchandra was something like 25 feet tall. This is some findings here and there. But suffice to know that they were very, very tall. You can imagine when Hiranyaksha came in Satyayuga, how big he must be. He kicked the earth as football and threw the earth at the bottom of Garbhodaka ocean. And when Lord Varahadeva appeared to kill Hiranyaksha, where they had fight? On earth? No, they had fight in the space. Because one who can kick the earth as football, how can he have a fight on football? So you can see their size, what the size must be. Lord can assume any form, but Hiranyakashipu was so big. Hiranyaksha was so big. So this Lord Krishna told him, ki you have been sleeping since Satya Yuga. Now this is end of Dwapar Yuga. So I am the Lord, but I have come in Dwapar Yuga. So I have come out accordingly. My size is accordingly. So Lord said, please ask benediction. Now see, only Lord could save him. Nobody else could do this. And Lord is not always trying to show his chivalry and show his opulence of Kshatriya Dharma. Lord says, where things can be done easily, why should you use your energy? That's why it is said, more than physical prowess and physical skills, the intelligence is more powerful. The Lord said, why should I fight with this person? I'll just run, have good exercise and get hide inside. Let people call me as coward, no problem. But this demon will be easily killed without any effort. So he got him killed easily. And he also fulfilled the purpose of saving Muchukunda out of great compassion. Muchukunda said, again, in the Kiss Cave, you and me are alone. Nobody is watching this beautiful pastime. The compassion, the remembrance that you have about your devotees, that you never forget your devotees' little service also. The karuna, the compassion, the vatsalya that you have. I am only observing. I want you to stand like this in front of everybody in the world. The Lord said, I will fulfill your desire in the next life. So this Muchukunda became Pundalik. He took birth in Kali Yuga as Pundalik. And he was when he took birth, he was a nice boy. Was born to Janu Dev and Muktabai, who were his mother and father. Very great devotees of the Lord. But when he got married, he got spoiled. We don't blame women actually for this. Somehow the Mahashano Mahapapna, the attachment between men and women, is always contaminating to the consciousness as long as one is not God conscious. If one is in the mood of material enjoyment, then this union between men and women always causes distress. Sometimes you find devotees also suffering with these marital problems. The stronger we are in Krishna consciousness, the lesser we are in trouble in Grihastha Ashram. The weaker we are in Krishna consciousness, the stronger we are in a mode of material enjoyment. Then even amongst the devotees also, we have so many difficult situations. And the only solution to come over these problems is Krishna consciousness. Genuine, selfless devotion to the Lord and His devotees. When one engages oneself genuinely in the service of devotees and to the Lord, we don't come out of the problems of difficulties with men and women, but we transcend them. Today morning we also heard, tolerate, mitigate, or transcend. If you cannot, we have to tolerate. There is no question about that. But it's beyond tolerance we want to go. If we can't mitigate, it's not in our power to mitigate, then we have to transcend. And the transcendence to the level of bhakti is the solution for every problem. Why only problem between men and women? So when Pundalik got married, he was so attached to his wife that he started doing the household work because his wife had to do. So he said, no, you don't do. You are sick. You are having headache. You are having body ache. I will do everything. So his mother started telling him, this is not the way. So wife got very angry. You are envious of our love between husband and wife. Said, I am mother. How can I be envious? But then that became multiplied into misunderstandings. And Pundalik was such a nice boy, became inimical to his parents, abusive to his parents. Started using such bad words, such insulting bad words and treatment he would do. He would push them, he would beat them, he would use very bad words. So one day the old parents, Janudev Muktabai, felt that it is better to die than going through this insulting situation. Better to end our life and leave home and go towards Kashi. If we reach Kashi, fine. If we don't reach Kashi, we die on the way, also fine. But we can't live in this house anymore. So the old parents left their home and they went on the way to Kashi. And because they said to their son, we are going to Kashi, thank you very much, please forgive whatever we have done, if you are angry with us, but we are leaving you, please be happy. So he also came to know that they are going to Kashi. So he inquired from his friends, what is Kashi? Because his friends said that Kashi is a very holy place, many people go there. So he told his wife, why not we also go? So he said, okay, we'll go. They hired a horse buggy, and they started towards Kashi. You can imagine, when one gets spoiled, to what extent one can get spoiled? From what level? How powerful is Maya? Huh? On the way to Kashi, when he was on his horse buggy, he saw his parents walking on the road, limping and walking with great difficulty towards Kashi. But didn't even bother. He just neglected them and he went ahead. And they kept on walking in the road. From the way it became dark, so there was an ashram. The ashram belonged to Kukut Swami. And Kukut Swami was a great soul, great tapasvi, sadachari, great servant of devotees, especially servant of his parents. So he said, okay, we'll stay here in the night. So both of them took a room and stayed there. In the middle of the night, Pundalik woke up. And he saw some unusual thing. He saw three beautiful but nistage, that means who have lost their luster. But very beautiful ladies. Very darkened face and... But they look different than normal people on the earth. So three ladies came. They took the broom, they took the water bucket, they took the soaps and everything. And they started cleaning the ashram of Kukuta Swami. Before that, in the night, before going to bed, they got darshan of Kukuta Swami. And Kukuta Swami, he asked, Pundalik asked him, have you gone to Kashi Maharaj? Said, I don't go to Kashi, I don't need to go to Kashi. And I don't want to talk to you also. And Swamiji went away. So very surprised, what kind of unusual man. I asked some question, he asked some, gave some unusual answers. Anyways, so this lady started sweeping. And as they were sweeping, they became more effulgent and more effulgent, regained their effulgence, became very effulgent. And finally, when they completed their task, they were completely so effulgent that the whole ashram was lit by divine light coming from their body. So he saw, they came and they became so effulgent. And so he asked them, Matajis, who are you? So they said, myself Ganga, she is Yamuna and she is Saraswati. We are three rivers, main rivers. And everybody every day puts their sins by taking bath in us. And we every day night come here and clean the ashram of Kukut Swami to regain our effulgence and to lose all the sinful credit that we have achieved throughout the day. And every day we come in the night here. Looking at the three rivers, completely Pundalik's heart changed. Completely transformed. He said, I am realizing I am a sinful rascal, because in the process he asked them, I met Kukut Swami, the way he answered very unusual. He said, yes, Kukut Swami is a great devotee of the Lord, and by his divine vision he came to know you are a sinful rascal. That's why I didn't want to spend any time with you. At the same time, the answer to your question is, he doesn't need to go to Kashi because his Kashi is manifested here by the dint of serving his parents who are great Vaishnavas. So he doesn't need to go to Kashi. You are offender of your parents. So immediately by the words of these three devis And by the previous little darshan of Kukut Swami, the heart totally transformed. This is the secret of our life. Unless and until we have darshan of pure devotee of the Lord, our life cannot get transformed. There has to be connection with devotees in the life. And the provision of meeting devotees of the Lord is made by the Lord in every human life. Each and every human being comes across a devotee of the Lord. We may say foreigners, we may say Russians, Americans and Europeans and other countries, Africans and all. What about them? There also devotees go. And devotees have gone and transformed their lives. But until the time you meet a devotee of the Lord, until the time you see the Lord's devotee, the transformation cannot take place. And here by the dint of just darshan of Kukut Swami and then by Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, totally transformed. And the devis bless them. They're actually very fortunate that you got darshan of Kukut Swami. And also our darshan. And by the power of the darshan of Kukut Swami and our darshan, one day you will get darshan of the Lord also. Please improve yourself. Change yourself. Serve your parents. So with this repentance, he cried and cried and cried like anything. And he told his wife, get up. We'll not go to Kashi. We'll go back and find our parents where they are walking on the road. They took the same horse buggy and went behind. And they found their parents walking somewhere, limping and in great pain. They lifted them with great love and put them in the horse buggy. Brought them back to today's Pandharpur, where they belong to. Where he was born. And then the transformed Pundalik served his parents like anything. He would cook for them. He would sing for them. He would wash their clothes. He would massage their feet. He would, every single thing what is dear to them, he would do. Unlimited things, activities he did just to please them. The way they wanted to serve themselves. And he was finally, by the service of his devotee parents, he became so purified. They got immersed. It was not any more pain for him or any more shram for him. It was not an exertion. It was not an effort. It became a natural way of rejoice or bliss for him. And he got totally immersed. He forgot everything in the world. He would read to them Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures every day. Whatever they would like, he would do. And as a result of that, one day, as I already explained to you, Lord Vitthal appeared in his house. That is the central theme of Pandharpur Dham. We always tell our people who go to Pandharpur in our camp, do not go to Pandharpur in the desire, in the hidden desire, hidden agenda of seeing the Lord. It is very good, instead of seeing movie or some other film star, you can always go to Pandharpur and hanker for having darshan. But more easier way to see the Lord is what our Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj said. Don't try to do efforts to see the Lord. Try to do service in such a way, act in such a way that the Lord will like to come and see you. Because a very important logic is there between in this statement is that if I try to see the Lord, it is very difficult. If I want to see the Prime Minister or the President of America or some other big man or some film star, it is hardly impossible for me. Maybe I may be successful, but it may take long time and efforts and frustration. But if that big man, like Prime Minister or a film star or a king, wants to see you, suppose, how easy it is for him. So similarly, if we want to attain the darshan of the Lord, it may be impossible, it may be difficult, it may not be possible in this given lifetime. But if the Lord is so impressed and he wants to come and see you, it is like a snap of a finger for him. So the whole theme of Pandharpur is, the Lord has come to take darshan of his devotee. And the devotee has not done any effort to see the Lord himself. The devotee has simply immersed himself in the service to his devotees, who happened to be his parents. And he was so immersed, he didn't even mind telling the Lord, you wait. And the Lord didn't even mind to wait. That is the glory of the whole event. So today also when we go to Pandharpur, we have the firm faith. Great saintly people from Barsana, our dear Gurudev, and other devotees have told us that the Lord comes in the form of devotees to take our service. In the Barsana also we are told, we don't know how Radharani will come and take your service. She is coming in the form of these poor Brijavasis to take your service. And when you please them, and they have a big smile of satisfaction, when they bless you, Lord's darshan already is achieved. through their sweet smile when they are satisfied by your service. The Lord is given darshan to. We have been told like this. Don't hanker to go on the mountain. You should go if there is time. But don't give up the service and go to the mountain to see Radharani. Don't give up your service in the camp and run to temple hidingly. Lord Vitthal will not be pleased with you. Lord Vitthal has given his service to you by sending his devotees who have walked all the way. So this is very important principle, even if you are not in Barsana or not in Pandharpur, in Mumbai also. The easiest way of attaining the mercy of the Lord and darshan of the Lord is to serve his devotees, which makes the Lord compelled to come and see his devotees. Let that be the situation in our life, that we get immersed in service to devotees, and in return Lord is overwhelmed with love for you, impressed with you, and leaves his position and comes to you. And we may not be able to see him like Pundalik saw him, but we should have faith that he is watching us doing our service to his devotees. Because there is nobody more dear to the Lord than his devotees. Again and again in scriptures, Lord has claimed again and again, Yamraj has been told by Lord, Yamraj tells his Yamadutas also, Lord has claimed, Shiva has told Parvati, so many places this has been told, that the devotees of Lord Vishnu are extremely dear to Lord Vishnu. Devotees of Krishna are very dear to Krishna. And there is nothing more dear to the Lord than his devotees. And the devotees don't know anything but his their Lord, and the Lord knows nothing but his devotees. How many more statements to be made like this? Only to clarify one thing, that Lord is very dear to his devotees, devotees are very dear to him, and Lord can do anything for his devotees. And if you do some pleasurable activities, please the devotees, the Lord is directly pleased with you. More than your effort to please the Lord directly, the Lord will be pleased if you please his devotees. Like in the America it is said, if you love me, love my dog. So if you really love, then you go to caress the dog and say puppy lovingly and to pat him nicely. Half the battle is won. Or you go and give some chocolate and some sweet toffees to the children, the parents are already pleased. The easiest way to, even in our lives, to please big people is to please their subordinates. Even Ramanujacharya sent his devotees to the king and he first asked, how my servants were treated? So where the servants are treated nicely, there he accepted the invitation for lunch. And where servants are neglected, only they were looking for Ramanujacharya. When he got the report that, we didn't mind, but there was no attention to us, he did not go to that house to take prasad. So even the devotees are so much loving to devotees. Lord is so much loving to devotees. The secret is devotees, basically. And meeting a devotee in our life is the greatest blessing of human life. It is said when we are born, as soon as we are born, a pure devotee is there in the world for us, to save us. A guru has already been appointed for you. We have to somehow reach him by the dint of our desire and our service. So we shouldn't worry about, Lord has already made the arrangement for us to meet a devotee, but we have to understand and recognize and identify when we meet the devotee. Otherwise, in this assembly, there may be President of America sitting and nobody may know him. And he will just come and go. So even you have to have knowledge to appreciate and acknowledge him. So, the glory of Pandharpur Dham is unlimited. I don't know where to start and where to end. But nonetheless, we'll tell about Chandrabhaga River. Because these are three important items. We talk about Pundalik, we talked about Lord Vitthal, and third item is Chandrabhaga River. The Chandrabhaga River is very, 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 very powerful spiritually. Any sinful activities we do anywhere in the world, if we just come at the bank of Chandrabhaga River, it's all finished. It's all mitigated. And if someone performs any sinful activity knowingly or unknowingly in the dham, maybe in Pandharpur or many other dham of the Lord, that's called Vajralepa. Vajralepa is a very, very important concept. Please understand it very nicely. Like I put color on you on Holi, you may wash it with water. And we put, makeup on drama, then we are told, put oil, then the drama makeup will go. So there are many methods of taking out the colors which are put on us from various occasions. But suppose if I put tar on you, hot tar, and it sticks you, what will remove the tar? No, you have to come out with the skin only. This is called Vajralepa. That means something like tar in material sense, which cannot be removed by anything. So offenses performed in the holy dham of the Lord, knowingly or unknowingly, is called Vajralepa. And that Vajralepa also can be washed by taking bath in Chandrabhaga river, or taking bath in the ocean of Jagannath Puri, or taking bath in Gomati river in Dwarka. Because whenever I took yatra, whenever I read this, these descriptions came. The one who takes bath in the ocean of Dwarka or in the Gomati river, even Vajralepa also is washed away. This is Chandrabhaga. How she appeared. There was a demon called Tripura, who had a mystic siddhi and who made himself appear in the form of Tripura, that is three mansions in the sky, aerial mansions. He was not like you and me having two hands and legs. He appeared in the form of three different mansions in the sky. And he would attack demigods from there. And you would only see from the windows of the palace in the sky, arrows will just come, weapons will just come, Trishul will come, Pashupatrasa will, everything will come and destroy the demigods. And they were very distressed. They didn't know whom to fight with. So they approached Vishnu. Vishnu told them to approach Lord Shiva. And they approached Lord Shiva. So at that time, Lord Vishnu gave Trishul to him. And it is said, Lord Shiva with that Trishul and Nandi came at the banks of Chandrabhaga river, which was not there before. It's only a Valavanta, only a, what do you call, Registan, kya bolte hain? Desert. Typically, Pandharpur is called as Valavanta. That is desert at the banks of Chandrabhaga. So, Dono river, he stood there with one foot on the ground, one foot on the back of Nandi, and he fought with Tripura in the sky. And there was a fierce battle, you can imagine. The way they had fight, all demigods were hiding and watching. Great palpitations and fear. Who will win? After a great battle, Lord Shiva killed Tripura. Now because of the great effort in the battle, Lord Shiva had divine sweat, which we call as Sveda in Sanskrit language. Sveda means which is fragrant, which is rejuvenating. Not like the sweat we have, which is, you know, very dirty smell is there and quite tiring it is. So when Lord Shiva was fighting, the Sveda Bindus were gathering and they got collected and they took a form of river. And this fight took place somewhere Bhimashankar mountain, which is also inclusive of the holy dham. So there the river began from the mountain. And it started flowing towards where today's Pandharpur is. But when the water was collected, and so many droplets of sweat were collected in the form of a big, huge stream gushing with great speed towards Pandharpur, today's Pandharpur, it made huge sound which caused fear in the hearts of all the Pandharpur Vasis. They all cried to Lord Vithala, to Kala Bhairava, who is the Kshetrapal. In the southwest direction, there is one Kshetrapal called Kala Bhairava. Pandharpur has got four directions, varieties of deities and lords' forms are guarding. There are four antardwaras where varieties of lords' forms are guarding, like Vamana, Narsimha, Brahma, Devi, Durga, Bhumaneshwari, like that many people are guarding the dham. On the Nairutya side, there is Kala Bhairava. They all ran to Kala Bhairava and prayed to him, please save us. I think Pralaya has come. Something is happening. Some huge sound is coming. I think they all are going to get destroyed. Please save us. So Kala Bhairava said, don't worry. I'll take my danda and go. So huge Kala Bhairava took his danda and started walking towards the flow of the water. And he stood there. As soon as he stood there with his huge, fearsome form in the mood of saving the Pandharpur Vasis, the river got scared. By the time she is born and she is a Devi. So she started calling Lord Vithala. Oh Lord Vithala, please save me. This huge personality, I am very fearful, he is going to kill me, it looks like. So Vithala appeared there and told the river Chandrabhaga, Bhima, many names are there, that you just stop your sound. You become nishabda. You become silent. And you flow with whatever speed you want, but don't make any sound. You will have no fear from Kala Bhairava. And she, as soon as she heard that, she became stabda. That means she started flowing, but without any sound. And everybody was saved, and she flew all the way from there to South India. So that is why today also, when Chandrabhaga is flowing, there may be floods. There have been floods in the past. Flooding the temple of Pandharpur also. But no sound will be heard. No sound of waves will be heard ever there. So this is Chandrabhaga. And the glory of Chandrabhaga is such that
I have less time, so I'm going a little fast. You know, Gautam Rishi was a great Rishi, one of the Sapta Rishis. And in a great event, one day he got married with Ahilya Devi. All the demigods wanted to actually marry her. Indra also wanted to marry her. They were circumambulating the earth. But somehow, Gautam Rishi circumambulated the cow. And he was even immediately awarded Ahilya and he got married. And by the time, after many years, when the demigods came back, they saw him already married. They were very angry. They said, this is injustice. But he said, Gautam Rishi had knowledge that all the Brahmandas, including the earth which you are supposed to circumambulate, are in the body of a cow. He had that realization. So he did one production of a cow. Not only earth, he circumambulated the whole universes, Brahmandas. So he has the first claim. So the desire to marry Ahilya remained in the heart of Indra. The message is, do not try to become Indra or any demigod. Because they have such aggrandizement of material happiness and material opulences and provisions of all resources, of all enjoyments, that much, much more, millions of times more than us, they have burning desire for sense gratification. Although they are staying in heavens, Indra still desired to marry Ahilya, which is an earthly lady. So one day, Gautam Rishi is a very transcendental personality. He was immersed in bhakti, in bhajan and tapasya. So one day he was in the forest doing his bhajan, taking out the time, tricking. He disguised himself as Gautam Rishi. And he entered the house of Ahilya, the hutment of Gautam and Ahilya. And then Ahilya thought, my husband came from tapasya, so she worshipped him. She took him to Antapur and they had union. But by that time, when they came very close, Ahilya came to know he is not my husband due to the change of behavior. But by this time, Indra being so beautiful, so attractive, and her husband was very greatly opulent spiritually, but not physically so beautiful because he was a rishi. So that momentary deviation took place and Ahilya then went ahead with union with disguised Indra. And very soon, Rishi returned. And he called Ahilya. And then that time she was very embarrassed. They both came out and they saw there are two Gautam Rishis. One is next to her, one is coming from outside. So Gautam Rishi understood everything. And Gautam Rishi's purity and his pure presence was so powerful that mere by his presence, Indra could not maintain his disguise. He had to come in the form of his own form, Indra. So immediately he cursed that you will have 1,000 eyes, slits in your body. And he cursed Ahilya also, that you will become stone. Many people feel why he actually cursed Ahilya when she was innocent. No, she was not innocent. She had momentary deviation which actually made her fall down. But then they were so repentful. Indra went to Brahma and then to Vishnu. So Brahma said, Vishnu said, that don't worry. You go to the river Chandrabhaga. Go to Surya Tirtha. There is a place of Surya Tirtha which also Dindirva Rakshas had asked for. That this place should be known as Surya Tirtha also. Go and worship Surya there. Perform tapasya. Take bath in Chandrabhaga. And perform tapasya and worship Surya Dev. So that's how Indra came there, took bath in Chandrabhaga and all those 1,000 slits in his body. You can imagine slits, matlab, if I'm sitting on, I've got 100 slits under my thighs here, how painful it will be. All eyes and all over the body. It's so uncomfortable. So Indra got relieved from that curse there. Then one time, Chandra Devata got enamored by the wife of Brihaspati, his guru. The Devata guru is called Brihaspati. This attraction, today also morning we had the same shloka. Hridaya Granthi, Bindyanti Hridaya Granthi. This knot of attraction between opposite sex is so strong that even virtuous people fall for it. Brihaspati's guru and Brihaspati's wife is Guru Mata. One of the seven mothers is Guru Mata. But still, Chandra being so beautiful extraordinarily, because one of the special demigods like Indra. Even Brihaspati's wife got attracted, even Chandra got attracted and they had union. So Brihaspati cursed him that you are so proud of your attractive body and beautiful body. I curse you, your body will be destroyed by the disease called Raja Yakshma. In modern days we call it tuberculosis. You will lose your body, lose your luster, lose your strength, lose your desire to enjoy. I curse you like that. And Chandra was very repentful. Finally everybody becomes repentful. But at that moment nobody becomes repentful. They are fully full in swing. So then Braswati, although how angry he should have been, which made him curse Chandra Devata, but still he became, this is the nature of devotees. Even the person who has committed a heinous offense against oneself, when he repents, the devotees even forget everything. We can see, Pandava's sons were killed by Ashwatthama. When he was brought in front of Draupadi, she said, no, I don't want to kill him. Because, you know, if he is killed, you know, the same pain which I got, Ashwatthama's mother Kripi will get. I don't want our Guru Mata, Krupacharya's Patni, Kripi, to get the same pain. Sorry, Ashwatthama is a son of Drona and Kripi. Krupacharya's sister was married to Dronacharya. So I don't want Guru Mata to have the same pain which I have gone through for 5 sons. So release him. Same way, Kamsa destroyed 6 children of Devaki. And then Kamsa came in front of Devaki and started repenting, started crying and falling at her feet. My sister, I am very sorry, please. I am the puppet in the hands of Kala and Vidhata. Don't think I am active. I am controlled by the power of time. And like that, immediately she forgave. Scriptures explain why she could forgive even after such pain she went through. Because after having this heinous pain, unbearable pain of having 6 children being destroyed in front of the own eyes, how she could forgive? Because after that, Lord Krishna gave darshan to him, both of them. And Lord Krishna's darshan was so overwhelmingly joyful, as I told you, she forgot all the pain that she got. So when, immediately after that, when Kamsa came and asking for forgiveness, he immediately forgave him. There are 2 secrets. One is the heart of the Vaishnava is very merciful. At the same time, when you get the mercy of the Lord, one forgets all the previous pains caused by demons. So, Braswati said, okay, you go to Pandharpur, Dindirav 1, Lower Danda 1, and worship Surya, perform tapasya, take bath in Chandrabhaga, and my curse will not go false. But Suryadev will give you an art of growing your destroyed body back to your original glory. And when you attain your original glory, again you will start getting minimized in your glory. And you will become Mr. Nothing at the end of the story. And again you will grow. So 15 days of growth to Purnima from Amavasya. And from Purnima to again Amavasya, 15 days of Lai. Lai means destruction in one sense. So each and everybody of us, when we see moon in the sky, we should realize this is happening only because of illicit sex. We should meditate on this. Every single thing in the material world, if we watch with open our eyes with knowledge and understanding, you will get a message. So whenever you see sun or see the moon, you should understand this is the result. This is not happening with any other star, right? We have Venus, we have sun, we have so many things are in the sky. But this is happening only to moon. Because of this sinful activity of illicit sex. Huh? And day after we have Surya Grahan, Chandra Grahan. On 16th midnight, 1:30 a.m. it will start. So, let us watch everything in this material world with open eyes and understanding. Then we'll get message from every single happening in this life what we have. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In short, I'll mention, Madhvacharya has visited Pandharpur and stayed there for a long time. There's a Uttaradi Mat which his disciples had formed. And on the way to second time to Badrikashram, Madhvacharya stayed there and blessed all the devotees there. Then Vallabhacharya came there and Vallabhacharya came and performed his bhajan. And his devotee said, my Lord, Gurudev, you have not gone to visit the Lord Vitthala. He said, okay, we'll go now. Get a boat. They were on this side, where our temple is, Iskon Pandharpur. That side he was. And he was about to get ready to go cross the river. And from there, Lord Vitthal came himself. Devotees came running and they said, my dear Gurudev, we are watching one big man, blue colored, huge personality,
walking over the water and coming this side. So Vallabhachara came running and he saw Lord Vitthala and fell at his feet. And that same place where he had darshan of Lord Vitthal, Lord Vitthal told him, you are a sannyasi, but I see in the future your sampradaya will have a problem. So he said, what should I do then? Lord Vitthala advised him, you get married, so that your sampradaya will continue through your children only. So that time Vallabhacharya got married and he got two children called Gokulnath and Vitthalnath. And there are lots of stories in Vrindavan Dham of these two great devotees. And then Vallabh Sampradaya, Pushti Marga continued like that. And then he sat there and performed 7-day Bhagavat Parayan. So it became Vallabhacharya's one of the 84 Baithakas in Pandharpur, which is on the side of our ISKCON Pandharpur temple. Nimbakacharya went there and there is one temple called Tambdya Maruti Mandir near Vitthala. There the ashram of Nimbakacharya is there. He performed daily Chandrabhaga Snan. Shankaracharya visited Pandharpur, and Shankaracharya, although he came to preach impersonalism, but he composed Pandurangashtakam. Very beautiful, long, four-lined, 8 verses are there, Pandurangashtakam, which he composed there. In short, the clue line is Drupad, regularly. For devotees, Bhavasagar is only up to the waist, which is easily crossable. He explained to the world why Pandharpur Lord is standing with arms on his waist. But with his panja, with his, what do you call? Palms on his waist. The Lord is trying to show that the ocean of birth and death is very, very deep and is insurmountable. But those who become my devotees, the water is only this much high. You can easily cross when there's water till waist deep. Then Ramanujacharya went there and he initiated the king of that time. King Vishnu Vardhana. He was a Jain king. He was initiated by Ramanuja. And lastly, out of many, many saints like Tukaram Maharaj went there and performed so many pastimes. For Tukaram Maharaj, Lord Vitthala left Pandharpur and went to Dehu. 4 generations before his birth also. And also in his life also, Lord Vitthala went to Dehu to take darshan of Tukaram. And Namdev was one of the great devotees in 13th century. He is the only Maharashtrian saint who went to UP, who went to Punjab. And apart from composing songs in Marathi, he composed songs in Hindi also. And in Guru Granth Sahib, 61 of his abhangas are included as Namdev Guruvani and are being recited along with when they recite Guruvani. And he was born in Pandharpur. His father's name was Damaji and mother's name was Gunai. And he preached in Pandharpur a lot. He traveled all over north and he came back. And this one thing I'll tell you before I end my talk today. When he came back to Pandharpur, what was his feeling? His feeling that I was wondering why the Lord is sending me out of Pandharpur and engaging me in service out of Pandharpur. That was his feeling. Of course, we know that the devotees of the Lord go out only to preach and to do welfare of every other person who is conditioned in the material world. But what is the consciousness of a devotee? How the devotee thinks about himself? He doesn't think, I am so great, I have Pandharpur in my heart, and I am carrying Pandharpur in my heart and deliver everybody. That's why I am traveling. He's not having that pride in the heart. What was his mood? When he came back after doing his big tour of preaching, he felt because I had some impurities and some material desires, Lord made me to run around. And now he has brought me back at his shelter. My Lord, please don't kick me away now. And last years he performed all his bhajan in Pandharpur. And finally, the Lord appeared to him. Of course, he was a shimpi, that he was a tailor. And there are so many pastimes of Namdev. They would blindfold him and he would take measurements of Vitthala. And he will take perfect measurements and he will stitch. And then it will become loose. And he will make it tight. And that will become loose. Means he will make a dress. He will tighten it and it will become loose. And he will loosen it, it will become tight for him. So Vitthal actually manifested his personal presence in the form of his deity. Especially for Namdev when he was coming blindfold. So Vitthal appeared to him and asked him, so what is your desire? He said, I have no desire. I only want to achieve the dust of all the devotees who come to see you in Pandharpur.
Very amazing desire. That means there would be no samadhi or nothing. So as soon as he said that, the step entering the temple of Lord Vittal broke into a big ditch. And Namdev immediately jumped in that. And along with him, there were 13 people. Namdev's brother, brother's wife, brother's children, Namdev's sister, Janabai was disciple of Namdev, and his even parents were there. There were totally 13 people, one after another jumped behind Namdev in that ditch, and within moments, it closed, and became a step. And today also it is known as Namdevachi Pairi. He wanted that everybody will enter Vithala's Mandir by stepping on him. And that's how Namdev, there is no samadhi. So only the step is there. But in Gurdaspur, in Punjab, there is a Pushpa Samadhi of Namdev existing, which they worship him there as a great saintly personality. So thus, Pandharpur Kshetra is very powerful. And by unlimited mercy of Prabhupada, and by mercy of His Holiness, Lokanath Swami Maharaj, we have a very big center there now. Very, very big center. Yesterday was Ekadashi, was his 70th appearance day, and big Vyas Puja celebration was there. And every year we are having medical camp there to serve the workers. One story I want to tell you, that when I was standing in the queue for Mukha Darshan, I met one workari who was with me walking towards Darshan, and he was telling, on his own he told, that Vittal is not interested in how blissful you are when you are in front of him. He says, every devotee, when he comes to temple in front of the Lord, is exhibiting his best of devotion. Like we go to our, in front of our Guru Maharaj, we are at the best of our devotion. We exhibit our best of devotion in front of Guru Maharaj. Like that, when we come to Gopinath, we come to any temple, we are at the peak of our best performance. But he said that Vittal is not interested in your best performance when you are in front of him. Vittal is always watching you when you are away from him, what you are doing. What your behavior is when you are away from him. That is more important to Vittal than you are in front of him, what you are doing. Very nice message he gave me. Very simplistically he gave. Another contrast message I got, that the person who was cleaning the room where we were staying, I mean the employee. So I said, do you have darshan? You are Dhamvasi. He said, you are born in Dham? Yes, I am born in Pandharpur. So you had darshan of Pandharpur? I mean, you had darshan today, yesterday, tomorrow? He said, no. We never go to Pandharpur temple. I said, wow, why you don't go? He is not our Lord. He is the Lord of only Varkaris. Only Varkaris go. He is not our Lord. Are we don't even go near Chandrabhaga also. We have no interest. We have no Shraddha in. So what do you do then? He says, we go to Balaji. Balaji is our Lord. So I was just thinking, my God. Somebody who is born in Dham. Somebody who is raised in Dham. Somebody who is eating food in Dham, drinking water of Dham. Living in Dham, maintaining himself in Dham, and has no interest in the Dham Lord. Such a dangerous situation, right? What I was thinking, this can happen to me also. We are coming to Gopinath, we have Guru Maharaj, we have association of devotees, we have Mahaprasad, and one day we'll come to this stage maybe, unfortunately, that we have no trace, no taste or no interest, no faith, no connection, we don't feel connected, and we go somewhere far. We give up something which is close by and we go from very far, saying that he said, he's not our Lord. It made me, while coming back, into great meditation. My God, it's such a dangerous situation. You may be blessed with the greatest of blessings in this life, but you may not even give any importance to that blessing. The blessing you will just not even give importance, you will discard it. You will reject it. This is quite possible. So what is important is mati, that is consciousness. If the consciousness is in right, not in right situation, even if you are blessed with the highest blessings of life, we may reject it. And if your consciousness is right, even the minimum of mercy is available to us, we will value it, we will magnify it, and the life will be successful. So the goal of everything in human life is consciousness, is development of consciousness. How our consciousness is progressing, how it is being cultivated, how it is developing, favorable to the Lord, pleasing to the Lord and His devotees. If that is where we are focusing, then all our nama jap, all our sadhana, all our worship, all our reading scriptures, all our going to pilgrimage, all our charity, everything becomes meaningful, provided the consciousness is in the right place, in the right shape, in the right way being cultivated. So with these few words, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Bolo Vitthala Bhagavan ki, Vitthala Rakumabai ki, Pandharpur Dham ki, Chandrabhaga Maya ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please sit down. There are some announcements. Prabhuji is trying to get the mic on. Sab log baith jaiye please, kripa karke. Bhagwan wahi khade honge. Aap chinta mat karna. Wahi hai wo. Wahi rahenge.